Let's talk a little bit about surveillance. Is your driving being secretly scored? Well, yes, says the New York Times. And we've known about this. We've known that this they've been putting this into the cars that are more and more connected. And yet, a lot of people didn't realize that this information was already being sent over to insurance companies, and people were getting dinged with this. General Motors had a lawsuit, and because of the lawsuit, they stopped collecting that information and sending it over to LexisNexis. But there's a lot of smartphone apps that you may not realize are doing it. Apps like MyRadar, you know, looking for weather report. It's a weather forecast. It's not looking at police radar. it's looking at weather forecast. Or a Gas Buddy. You know, it's got your location, and it is supposed to help you save cost on gas. So you tell it, you know, this is a grade of gas I'm looking. What are people reporting the prices are various places around here? But anything that looks at your GPS stuff can also make judgments about how you're driving. And are you going the speed limit in that particular spot? Because they can overlay the speed limit everywhere now. How fast are you stopping? How fast are you starting? Now, these features that are anytime that there's any motion or GPS information from your phone, these apps are reporting it to an analytics company called Arity. And this was founded by Allstate. We were laughing about this the other day. And my son said, yeah, just like a big brother, Allstate is there. Not like a good neighbor anymore. It's a big brother. It's your Stasi. It's your neighbor reporting you to the Stasi. So Allstate, the insurance company, in 2016 creates this other party, Arity. And then they paid for the access from this data, from, you know, like an app that looks at the weather, or an app that tells you Gas Buddy, that tells you what the gas prices are. They pay them for this data. You know, all these apps that are free, well, you are the product. And this is what they're collecting about you. What is not made clear when people sign up for the features is that Arity also analyzes how risky their driving is for insurance purposes. On Gas Buddy, for instance, users can turn on a feature that rates the fuel efficiency of their drives. Oh, yeah, I'd like to know just how fuel efficient I'm being. Powered by Arity, it says, when you log on to it. And then they agree to Arity's privacy statement, which is to say you don't have any privacy if you do this. This agreement is in small gray font under a big red button labeled Join the Drive. The company then sells this access to the driving scores of tens of millions of people. Auto insurance companies can request a person's individual driving score, which is delivered instantly, according to Allstate's website. The scores look at drivers' performance behind the wheel, how often they brake suddenly or speed or use their phones, according to Arity. Yeah, even look at that. Of course, it doesn't count if you've got these new displays. And this isn't just Tesla, which only has like an iPad at the center. That's their only instrumentation. They don't have any other instruments there. But, you know, I found it to be the worst design possible to have to try to drive while using, and it's not just the Tesla, but I've rented cars from GM and others in years past where there's something there that you've got to try to do by pinching and dragging and getting your finger on it, as opposed to having some kind of a tactile knob or a button or something like that that you can push. And so you're trying to do this and looking down and away from the road. That is really dangerous. And yet they don't give people tickets for that. I find that to be far more distracting and dangerous than using a phone while I'm driving. But of course, it'll tell them if you're using the phone as well. So they score all of this, and then Arity pays, you know, Gas Buddy for this stuff, and then Arity sells it to other insurance companies, and then the insurance companies charge you. Not all insurers are using Arity's driving data. Most of them are. But a spokesperson for GEICO and for USAA said they collected driving behavior only from people who had downloaded a dedicated smartphone app to track how they drove. So they've got apps for that. And I guess, you know, they bribe people. This is the way it's going to operate. They're going to say, well, your insurance rate's got to go up. And but, you know, you can get a discount if you give us all the information about your driving. And if you limit yourself to a certain amount of driving and that type of thing. So they basically will blackmail us with higher rates. But at the moment, you have to voluntarily sign up for that. They're not doing it in a deceptive roundabout way like Allstate and the rest of the insurance companies. How does this work out? Well, last year, Rob Lethern, a tech executive in Texas, got an email from Toyota. Good news, Robert, you've been identified by Toyota Insurance as a safe driver. He said, so what is all this about? He started investigating it, and he found out after a month of phone calls, emails, and data privacy requests to Toyota and to this Connected Analytic Services, which was there, it turned out that that was just an insurance data broker. He got a report in January that detailed the previous 6 months' driving of his SUV. And he said it had a couple of different parts. How many times had his car's safety systems been engaged? And the number of times that he had braked and accelerated at a rate, quote, that insurers view as harder than necessary for defensive driving. There was also a Microsoft Excel file with time-stamped list of every offending event, the latitude and longitude for where they occurred. And in the speeding tab, there were more than 200 second-by-second entries for the handful of drives during which he had exceeded 85 miles per hour. Because I guess they realize that's the maximum speed limit anywhere. But they could easily map the speed limit to the particular spot where he was. And in Atlanta, speed cameras have issued $300,000 to $500,000 worth of bogus tickets. This is what's going to be happening with all this surveillance stuff. We're still, as I mentioned the other day, we're still getting occasionally, about once every couple of months, we get some garbage from Texas Toll, even though we're not there, haven't been there for years. They'll claim that we're driving on some road or something. And it's new stuff. It's not, you didn't pay this, you know, payback. No. And it's such a hassle. You wind up spending an hour getting these people to remove this thing. But I'm not going to pay them the dollar. And if you don't pay them the $1.50 or whatever it is, then it starts snowballing rapidly. Innocent drivers in Atlanta improperly issued $75 tickets for speeding through a school zone. What they were doing was they would have school zone where they, during school hours when it's flashing, it'd be 25 miles an hour. Otherwise, it's 35 miles an hour. But it wasn't looking at the time that people were driving through. So if you drove through there when school was not in session, kids were not coming and going from school, when the yellow light was not flashing, the speed limit was 35. But they always treated it as if the speed limit was 25. And issued $75 tickets to people, 4,500 speeding tickets since last November. They're going to refund those. But again, once we turn all this stuff over to AI, there's no end to it. And now, as we look at other, this is the issue with artificial intelligence and all this stuff. It's going to be constant eyes on everything that you're doing and making judgments about what you're doing. Yeah, who are they to say they're not in the car? They're just looking at these raw issues about how quickly you turned or put on the brakes and that type of stuff. They're issuing these speeding tickets without being there, not even paying attention to the time of day.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.